We spoke last week about some of the Minhagim of Avilut during the Sfirat HaOmer period, but we didn't define clearly which periods of the Omer one's not allowed to do these various things. When is one not allowed to have a haircut? When is one not allowed to get married? So there are a number of different Minhagim in this regard. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph says that the minhag is not to get married between Pesach and Shavuot until Lag BaOmer. So the first minhag is that the Avelut is observed for the first 33 days of the Omer, but in Sif Bet there's actually a machloket between the Mechaber and the Rama when this period finishes. Does it finish on the 33rd day of the Omer in the morning, or does it finish on the 34th day of the Omer in the morning? According to the Rama, it finishes on the 33rd in the morning. According to the Mechaber, not till the 34th in the morning. However, the Rama in Sif Gimel gives us another minhag. And the Rama says, in many places the minhag is that people do have haircuts through till Rosh Chodesh Iyar. But obviously those people can't carry on having a haircut after Lag BaOmer. They can take a break on Lag BaOmer, but they need to continue observance of Avelut after Lag BaOmer. The principle being that there needs to be 33 days of Avelut which are observed. So we have two minhagim, either what we people call the first half of the Omer, i.e. from Pesach till Lag BaOmer, and that minhag is divided into two ways, till the 33rd or the 34th, or what people call the second part of the Omer, i.e. from Rosh Chodesh Iyar through till Shavuot. And then again, we've got two slight variations on that minhag, which are brought in the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura. So some people, they won't get married or have a haircut already on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, i.e. the 29th of Nisan, and they will be allowed to have haircuts and get married already from the first of the Shloshet Yemei Hagbalah before Shavuot, i.e. from the morning of the 3rd of Sivan. The other variation on that minhag is that some people will have a haircut and get married on both days of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and for them the Avelut starts on the 2nd of Iyar and goes right through till Erev Shavuot in the morning, and then they can have a haircut after daybreak on Erev Shavuot. So those are essentially the two main minhagim of Avelut during Sfirat HaOmer, each of which has got two variations. However, there are a number of other minhagim as well. The Rishonim, the Orchot Chaim, mentions the minhag simply from Pesach ad Erev Shavuot. It's the whole of the Omer period. That's also what the Levush says. And interestingly, Moriv Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein Zichron Oliv Racha was makpid like that as well. I was always a little bit surprised that he kept the entire Omer, because it's only a minhag, and it's, you know, quite late in terms of its construction. So even though some Rishonim say to keep the whole part, that's not the general minhag, so I was surprised that he was so strict in that regard, but indeed he was. The minhag of the Arizal, and apparently this is the minhag of Chabad as well, is to keep from Pesach through till morning of the 4th of Sivan. And a minhag of Eretz Yisrael brought by Rav Yichel Michal Tukatsinsky in his Luach Eretz Yisrael and some of his other Sfarim as well, he says that you keep the Avelut from Pesach through till the 29th of Iyar, and then already from Rosh Chodesh Sivan the laws of Avelut don't apply. A further minhag which is very interesting is that the Avelut is only observed, and this is not observed for 33 days, it's only observed from the 2nd of Iyar until the 29th of Iyar, excluding also Lag BaOmer. So this is definitely not 33 days. This is actually the official minhag of the United Synagogue congregations here in London. It's an ancient minhag. It's brought in the Shelot Tshuvot of Melamed Lahoel, Chelek Aleph Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, where he says this is the minhag of Berlin, Mikadmat Dana, going back a very long time. So it's definitely a very authentic minhag there. So there are a range of minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't have in one town some people doing one thing and some people doing the other thing because of the problem of what you've got to do. But the honest truth is, nowadays we do have that, and every community or family, whatever, has its own minhag, and we recognize that there are a variety of minhagim in this regard. Ad kan.